This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcast people.
Do you know what I don't like?
What?
Do you know the four colour pens?
Yeah, the big pens.
The big pens. Love these ones. Don't like the other ones that are like, oh, I'm going to be purple, pink.
Oh, yeah.
I always grey.
I got a good kick off them in school, the other ones. But the green wasn't very smart to write with. You couldn't do much with the green.
No,
it was too light.
What are you meant to do with the green?
The green is thick.
I mean the light green on the other
pen. Oh, yeah, the other like limey green.
We've got two TYs in the studio with us this morning. What's your favourite kind of pen to use when you're writing, guys? Bic.
A Bic.
They're Bic men.
They're Bic men.
I had one of those Bic pens, whatever, in school, the four person pen. And I remember one year for Christmas, I made everybody in the class a Christmas card. Or I wrote a card. Maybe you write a card for everybody. And every letter, for the first letter, I do red, green for everybody's card. What a fucking freak.
For the first letter,
I would go alternate red pen, green pen per letter I wrote on each card.
Why do you always set yourself up for such horrible challenges?
Psycho. Sorry, not the letter as in not the letter as in the full card, as in each individual letter in your message.
A, V,
D was red, E was green.
You
A was
are
red
a freak.
For every card.
Oh my God, I'd go insane.
I'm so odd in those ways.
Yeah, yeah. And did everyone in school go, oh, of course Ashling had to one-up everyone by doing this.
I don't even think they noticed.
Christmas-themed colours.
I know, it's so strange. And like, it kind of happened again in COVID. I basically made a homemade card for like fucking 20 people. Post them all out.
That's so funny.
And it's just I start and do it for one person and then I'm like, I have to do it for them as well.
I know, you have to know where the line is, you do.
Mine was the total opposite in school because we used to, like if we got punishment in school, we used to have to write lines.
Oh yeah, boring.
And so
Although it sounds like something from the 1980s.
It does, doesn't it? But you used to genuinely have to write lines.
Yeah, I remember I loved it because I was like, I think I'm going to form a whole new style of handwriting within.
But I put four pens together. And I'd write it like that. I'd have it specifically made. It took me a while. It took me longer to figure out the pen.
That's very
mechanic
funny.
Than to actually would have taken me to write the lines just singly. But I put four pens in a row, and it was terrible handwriting. But
I was going to say
it didn't really matter
because
I had the lines written. But like I think I did about maybe 20 times, and it was like.
Boom.
I'm done.
100 ones or whatever, 200 things.
Do you know what? That's a great bit for the show at some point. When did you cut corners? What did you do to cut corners?
Was your like secret invention when you were a kid?
Yeah, that's true. I like that.
In secondary school, then we used to have to write out the code of behaviour.
Ah,
and you'd get like, oh yeah, they'd be like 10 code of behaviours for that.
Jesus.
It was like 20 points.
That's what kind of behaviours do you get? Behaviours. What kind of punishments are there in school now? Is it still like detention?
They go to private school, so it's not the same.
Do you have to write out the code of behaviour as well?
Yeah.
You have to write out the code of behaviour still?
It's like a specific one, 20 times.
Okay, so they still have to write out the code of behaviour 20
Jesus
times.
Jesus Christ.
That's a bit much. That's torture.
We used to have in first class, like in primary school, our teacher made us write words. So we go, there's 100 words, 200 words. And you'd have to go home with your copybook and just write random 200 words, right? But sometimes he wouldn't sign them. And so I'd add mine up. So he'd be like, 300 words today, Dave, because I was doing something bold in school. And I'd just bring him the ones that I'd done the last week where he hadn't signed them.
Very good.
They were already done. It was great.
But also you'd be like, at.
No, they had to be longer than four words.
Four letters.
Yeah.
Wow. But they knew what they were at, didn't they?
They did indeed, yeah.
School, man. What a time. We're back tomorrow live from 7. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Hello, good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Ashling. This is Spin. It's Thursday. Just 3 minutes after.
What are we, Thursday? Was it?
In case you missed it, Dave, every morning this week has gone, what is it?
What day is it? That's mad.
I can't believe it's Thursday.
It's great.
Fantastic.
This week is flying in.
It is.
I felt like an adolescent when I woke up this morning and I was like, for God's sake, when will it end?
Waking up. hopefully it'll last
hopefully
a lot longer.
Time, yeah.
That once a month spot, man.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm so over it.
Yeah, I won at the moment too.
Do you?
Yeah.
And it's always just around. I know now it's time, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a good signal, but I don't need you to signal it on my face.
That sucks.
You know?
Where is yours? I can't see it.
It's just here. I just had a little poke there. Maybe I did damage to it, didn't
I? Okay, beside your lip.
Beside my lip.
You get one every month though, right?
Every month.
That's so annoying.
Could be anywhere. Could be under an eye. Could be in the middle of my forehead. And I googled it this morning to be like, when does that stop? You know what I mean? Like, I'm a 30-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Oh, you want the change.
But then the change is next. That's even worse, isn't it?
That's horrendous.
Yeah, at least it's only one spot, to be fair. So I actually don't really get the monthly spot, but I have ones because I did the musical last week and I was wearing makeup every day. And my skin just can't handle it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't get the monthly spot?
No. I'm all right.
Wow.
Is that a normal thing?
I don't know.
Do most people get the normal?
I thought every woman got the monthly spot.
Interesting. God, it sucks to be a woman, doesn't it? I really hit the lottery.
How often do women get one spot, David? Month a month.
Shut up, save it for the girly quiz.
There's a girly quiz question for you.
Is on the show later on this morning. In the meantime, let's play a few tunes, get you woken up this Thursday morning. You're with Emma, David, and Aisling on Spin.
What's up?
Spin's fully charged with now.
Guys, I started a show last night and it might be one of the most scandalous shows I've ever cast my eyes upon.
Go on.
Mary and George on Now, right? Essentially, and the synopsis will grip you, witness the outrageous true story of Mary Villiers, who molded her son in seducing King James the First.
Oh, what?
And
weird.
Becoming his all-powerful lover.
That's kind of cool.
Like, hello,
oh, that's juicy.
Press play.
Is it good?
I am hooked. I cannot wait to get out of here today and get home to it.
I've actually been flat out on Now watching The Wire. You can stream it with a Now Entertainment membership. The Wire is like one of those shows that's always like top of the list of like best TV shows ever. So I jumped on the bandwagon about 20 years later.
Yeah, I
and
love
you've
that.
Never seen it before.
No,
either
never
have
seen
I.
It.
And would you recommend?
It's so good. It's like, you know, it's like gangsters and like cop drama. But bloody Aidan Gillen popped into it last
Interesting.
Night.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm watching on Now? Moon Boy.
Come on, Chris O'Dowd.
Deadly.
Why not?
Bring me with a Now Entertainment membership.
Yeah, this is Spin.
Spin's fully charged.
Justin Timberlake and Selfish here at Spin with Emma, David, Aisling. Morning.
June.
Morning.
Celebrity Big Brother is off to a flying start, I think, by all accounts. I need to do a full-on sit-down catch-up, but in the meantime, I've been enjoying the clips and the juice and the gossip and the drama that is coming out from the likes of Ekin-Su, full of chats. But then Louis and Sharon are really bringing the big time.
I don't understand how... Like, I'd imagine their publicists are having heart attacks currently. Do you know what I mean? By the thoughts of them not being able to get to them to say, shut up!
But they obviously know them as well. They're probably well used to them saying stuff.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's
but like not when it's cameras 24/7
yeah,
around.
Fair.
You.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, Louis's funny. He was chatting about X Factor last night and got chatting about... Ekin-Su was like, oh, and you worked with Cheryl Cole, and he was like, yeah, I didn't know what's going on with her. Like, just things that it's not, you don't need to say.
You don't need to add.
You don't need to say that.
Oh, yeah, but that's brilliant.
Yeah
it is brilliant for us. But also, it's like.
Scoop, like.
But he only talks about himself, which is the most annoying thing. Like,
right.
like ask the other person a question or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, Sharon Osbourne, it's been widely reported and I think pretty much confirmed that she's only going to do a very short stint in there. Her poor husband isn't doing very well with Parkinson's, so she's doing 5 or 6 days and she's out. And she's getting paid £100,000 per day to be there, okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you look at like when reality stars were paid big bucks to come onto a reality show, it's kind of flopped, and I'll get to that. The likes of Noel Edmonds and I'm a Celeb when he was voted out after a few days and they paid big money for him.
Right.
But I think this is proving the opposite. You can actually put someone in there for 4 or 5 days and get so much juice out of them in 4 or 5 days.
Is she a hit?
She promised she would stir the pot.
See, I think that is actually genius to bring someone like Sharon in for 5 days because it gets people to watch.
Yeah.
And then by the time she's leaving, you're already hooked on someone else's character.
100%.
So you're going to keep watching anyway. But you're tuning in for Louis and Sharon.
Yeah, you are at the moment. And she is really dishing the dirt on other celebrities. She went hard on James Corden last night, calling him a name dropper, i.e. she said, I tell you who does that when it comes to name dropping. James Corden. He does that all the time. I go to him, I really like your shoes, and he goes, Stella McCartney.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
And then Sharon, I didn't ask you who made them. I just said I like your shoes.
But he constantly throws out names.
He always says.
When he got to America, he was, you know, played the LA game really well.
Kissing all the right people.
Louis
such a little bitch in the corner.
Such a bitch.
He always did.
Yeah, always did. If Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne were chatting about me, like if they were bitching about me on live television, I would genuinely want to die.
Yeah,
that would be the worst moment of my life.
It went on. A few others got a bit of hate in there as well.
Anna Wintour.
She loves him.
I know that.
She loves him. But who loves Anna Wintour?
Exactly, Anna Wintour.
I think she's the C word.
Yes, she is. And Ellen DeGeneres. She's a bad.
So she actually gagged at the name Ellen DeGeneres. Charmed. Right?
They're such miserable old, like.
But that is why they're on. Like, that's good crack.
So for the sake of a few days, she's really pulled out all the stops.
Wow.
Looking at those situations, though, where they didn't necessarily do the business, haven't been paid big money to go in. Noel Edmonds, the Deal or No Deal presenter, was brought into I'm a Celebrity years back in 2018. And he was. They had big hopes for him. They paid him $600,000 to stir the pot.
I remember this.
And he was one of the first voted off.
Oh, no.
It does go to show that the voting system is legit, though. Which Katie Price, obviously, brought in big figures when she fell in love with Peter Andre on her first stint in I'm a Celeb. Well, she demanded a sizable $450,000 to come back. And she bailed after being chosen to do all of these bush tucker trials. She was like, I'm out of here. I can't do it anymore. And then, of course, Jamie Lynn Spears, $250,000 she was paid. And she sensationally quit last year.
Yes.
Just when the public were starting to love her, by all accounts.
After a week or something, wasn't it?
People were really starting to enjoy her. She was crying and seemed miserable. And she kept herself somewhat separate.
I hope they don't
socializing.
Get like nearly as the full whack of money if they leave.
I wonder what happens there.
Yeah. I mean... If they quit,
if the public vote you out, that's kind of out of your hands. And
expect them to be paid.
However, if you're going to bail, then surely not.
Very true.
But nice bank for Sharon, and there's a few days to go while she's still in there, so I'd recommend giving it a watch.
God, I love reality TV.
Keep bringing me these Sharon clips. They're fun.
Yeah, same.
I don't want to watch it, but I'll... Okay. Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Leanne and Iris Starr, that's my love, on Spin 103.8. How are we this morning? All good?
Good.
I'm doing an Emma about it and starting talking about my trip 3 weeks before I go.
God, there's two of them.
I'm going to Vietnam in about 3 weeks' time. There's a gang of us going for about 10 days. One of my friends lives there, so it'll be nice to see her. And then,
sorry, I didn't realise there was a gang is going. That sounds deadly.
Yeah. There's like probably about 6 or 7 of us going. And to get into Vietnam, you need a visa. So when you Google Vietnam visa, there's like loads of different websites that come up and they're all different prices. Nice kind of snazzy modern websites.
They're all different prices.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. You'd think it'd be just a standard price.
Yeah. It would make you think, God, are some of these not legit?
Yeah, exactly.
So there was a lot of back and forth in the chats, like, which is the right one to use? And my friend who lives in Hanoi said, no, don't go near any of them. They're all like third party ones that will like add on an extra charge or whatever. This is the one you need, right? This website that she sent me is the official Vietnamese visa website.
Okay.
And it is ridiculous. It looks like it was made on Microsoft Paint 2003.
Yes, I love that.
It's hilarious. There's like this banner at the top of it with like this really dodgy font and like real pixelated photos of Vietnam and the instructions are all over the place. It's very funny, very, very dodgy, but apparently this is the legitimate
like
website.
My first website in college.
Oh yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. So it was nerve-wracking. So you have to upload a photo of your... of the photo page of your passport and then you also have to upload a photo of yourself now, and that took me about 6 attempts because they wouldn't accept images greater than 1 megabyte in size.
No,
dear God. Okay. 1 megabyte.
1 megabyte.
How are you meant to upload anything? That's
literally, I think the pictures that I took on my phone and my iPhone were like 2.6 megabytes.
You need to WhatsApp, ask your friend, just keep accepting this picture of me.
Just keep screenshotting it.
Yeah. So I basically had to like upload them to like an image resize website.
Oh my God.
Until I could get it under a megabyte. So that took me so long. What kind of website wants like a worse quality photo?
Especially when it's your literal identity.
Yeah, literally. So that was freaky. The site is like translated from Vietnamese into English. So there's like some funny phrases. The word foreigner appears like more than any other word. It's like foreigner image, foreigner name, foreigner date of birth, foreigner details. It's kind of like weird. I don't know. It just feels like slightly.
I had to apply for it before and it is. It's a nerve wracking. You feel like you've done something wrong when you're applying for
Have
it.
Have you gone through this?
Yes.
Visa
to Vietnam.
Okay. To Vietnam.
No way.
Yeah. Likely the website is the exact same as it was when you went. Yeah.
Do you remember this website?
Not very clearly. It was 6 years ago I was there.
But it's the same.
Right. Okay.
There's like an example of the passport picture that you have to put up, like the image on your passport.
Yeah.
And the name of the man that's used as like the example is a man called Martin Specimen. Surname Specimen.
Love that.
Yeah, it's so funny. You have to give like your religion and like your profession and stuff like that. And then the bit that kind of freaked me was it said surname and then the gap for your surname and then given name.
Oh.
What the hell is my given
name? Is your first name?
I presumed given name was my first name, so that was fine, and I put all that in. And my friend was like very serious when she said, "You're filling this out. You have to be so careful you don't mess up the dates." Like, she knew of people who got the dates wrong by one day, and then when they got to the border, they were like, "No, like,
dear
you
God,
can't come in." So like very scary stuff. So I was very nervous. Click and send. This was like maybe, I think it was like €23, whereas some of the other websites were like €60 that they were charging me. So at least I made a little saving. Then I get two confirmation emails.
Okay.
One says, "Dear Miss Aisling."
No. Oh God.
Oh no.
The other says, "Dear Bonner."
No, 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 no.
Oh no, you've got a mixie. Your name is Bonner Aisling.
Think my name is Bonner Aisling.
Oh my God.
Oh, no. And I hope to God it's a glitch with their bad website and not that I put these in the wrong way.
I would have so much anxiety for the entire rest of the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, Aisling, I don't know, babe. I don't know, I'd pay the €23 again.
I'm like, do I go through it all again?
Yes, yes is the answer.
I would. So give a name must be the name that you have no choice on, your second name that you were born with.
Yeah, but then it said surname. I don't know.
Google what given name means?
Everything I Googled related only back to this Vietnam visa. There was some other acronym like CMAT, and then it was like, when filling out the Vietnam visa, this means it's like
given name is another term for your first name.
Okay, well,
okay, so you're fine.
I think I might be okay, but look,
dear,
3 weeks' time,
dear Bonner,
we'll see if I'm standing at the border.
Dear Bonner,
my passport.
Very good.
Recharged.
Teddy Swims and Lose Control here at Spin. Just a reminder, if you want to go to Kings of Leon and win your tickets, Michaela has them for you. She's here from 10 o'clock this morning. Make sure to have her on in work for your chance to win.
Bit annoyed the last couple of days in the office, to be honest. I'm going to tell you why, right? There's a guy in the office, he works in News Talk. His name is Cathal O'Sullivan. He's a great guy.
He's a really, great really lad, Cathal.
He's very funny, he's very approachable, he's very, very nice to talk to.
Fan of the musicals as well, which I enjoy.
There you go, so you have a lot in common. However, he's done this new thing on his Instagram, right, where he has a game with everyone in the company. And sometimes he might pull a random person to be in this game, right? And he'll bring him into a room, he'll set the phone up, and the game is basically a name game where he'll give you someone who works in the building and you have to come up with creative different ways of saying their name. Puns of their name. So, for example, we had... I think he brought in Aisling.
Yes.
He brought in and had to do puns for Michaela Hayes' name. Michaela Hayes is obviously the show after us. And it sounded like this.
Michaela wins. Michaela yays.
Michaela does a great job. Michaela slays.
Michaela goes to the George. Michaela gays.
Michaela is aging. Michaela grays.
Oh, the
I think that without a doubt, this is the funnest game ever. I would like to know, A, what did you do in order for you to be picked? And B, how did you come up with them names? They were really good.
Thank you. It was one of the great honours of my life being asked to play this game.
I was not impressed.
It's just kind of in its infancy. He hasn't done it with too many people yet. He just sent me a message on Instagram, was like, would you like to play the game?
Wow.
We do have the chats every now and again, Cathal and I, about musicals, as I said. And I am fond of a good pun. And so that's possibly why I was asked.
Did your heart do a little flip? Were you very excited?
Yeah, I thought...
She doesn't even know. She didn't even know the game. She was like, oh yeah, sure, I'll do that. Never seen it before. I was like, I've been watching since episode one.
Okay, I will say at the start, what I thought it was that he put up pictures of people who worked in the office and you had to say their name. And then I was nervous because I was like, I don't know everybody's name in here. Right. I was very happy when I realised it was a pun-oriented game.
I really, really want to play this game. And I said it to him and he was like, oh, I'll get around to everyone, which is obviously Cathal because he's so nice. It's just a way of going... David, leave me alone.
He's kind of ticked the spin box now, Dave.
He has.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? I'm
kind of sick of listening to you going on about wanting to play this game. So I think
he gets so jealous when like you get the opportunity. It's
Doesn't
like
he?
You'll never hear the end of it now, Aisling.
You can't have a good thing in this relationship.
I don't get jealous often. I just wanted to play the game.
Okay.
So I've been playing by myself.
Well, I think we can maybe make an action on this. And let this be your audition for the game.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but in order for you to play the game, you need to play opposite somebody, okay? So we want you listening to play opposite Dave in the name game. And if Dave gets a better name, then he can play the game with Cathal. But if you get a better pun than Dave, we'll give you IMC Cinema Passes.
Okay, cool. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. So basically, at the heart of the game is a person.
Yes.
We're going to go with Emma Nolan.
Right.
Oh,
so we're going to make puns of Emma Nolan's name. Emma Nolan's surname preferably, but I guess you could do either.
So very like, you kind of have to explain it beforehand and then say the name. So, for example, if I have this right, Emma knocks down 12 pins, Emma Bolan.
Exactly.
Ah, very
do you know what I mean?
Good.
Emma witnesses the birth of a horse, Emma Folan. Very good. Emma's stressed out about something, Dilemma Nolan.
Oh, wow.
That's another good one, okay? So 087-711-1038. Can you come up with one of those type of pun names for Emma? The action followed by the pun of her name.
So you need a little reasoning before you go into something that just randomly rhymes
exactly.
with Nolan.
Do. Get them over
Emma.
To us in a WhatsApp voice note if you can. We'll pitch them against Dave. If yours is better, we'll give you IMC Cinema Pass.
Okay, sounds good to me.
And the game is also on Carl's Instagram, which is Mr_O'Sullivan. It's brilliant.
It's great.
And I would like to be a part of it one day, Cahill.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
With D-Block Europe and Prada here at Spin. Don't forget, we are crossing live to Hollywood ahead of Oscars 2024. Our showbiz Shannon is there. We'll talk to her on the show after 9 o'clock this morning.
This morning on the show, though, we are chatting about a guy who works in our office called Cahill O'Sullivan. Great guy, really nice guy. He works in News Talk. And I'm a big fan of him, especially his mind, because he's made this idea that he's going to do a company-wide game where he brings a random person from the company into a room and they use puns. They do puns for other people in the business's name. So, for example, he's done Michaela Hayes. Some of his examples were Michaela goes to sleep, Michaela lays. Yeah. You know, Michaela is getting older, Michaela grays. Things like that. He brought Aisling Bonner into the room to do this game with him. And I was like, I've been watching since episode one, Cahill, and I've never been asked. So we've decided that this is my audition for Cahill's game.
Dave is very jealous of me. And we've
put in most times
on this thing in particular. So we're putting Dave to the test against the people of Dublin. So you've been coming up with puns of Emma Nolan's name, and so has Dave. And whoever gets a better one basically will win. If you can get a better pun than Dave, we'll give you IMC Cinema passes.
All right, are we ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's start. This is Charlene. Okay.
Emma collects her job seekers allowance. Emma Dolan.
That's good.
Emma gets
that's
is unemployed.
Emma goes to see Santa, Emma North Poland.
Oh, that is good. I think I like Dolan.
Yeah. That's really good. Okay, Darren was on.
Emma Nolan walking down the street. Emma Strolin.
Emma Strolin.
That's clever. Yeah. That's clever. Emma runs fast. Emma Golan.
Hey.
Yeah.
Very good.
Strolin might have won it there.
Oh, for feck's sake. Kim was on.
Emma's gone missing. Emma Stolen.
Oh. I see you're Emma Stolen and I raise you. Emma's thirsty. Emma Coca-Cola.
Oh.
What are you saying, Naz?
I feel like that doesn't make any sense.
Shut up! Cahill is listening.
Here's Stephen.
Emma's feeling claustrophobic, Darren, so she's Gemma Nolan.
Yeah. Oh, that's a killer. That's a killer.
Don't even bother.
Oh, that's so, so good.
Go on, Dave.
Done, Stephen.
Emma falls down a hill. Emma rolling.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That's got to be Stephen.
Now, this in as well from Gary. Emma's always slagging Dave. Call her Emma trolling. I think that's good.
Emma's got a spot. Emma Molan.
Oh. I think the listeners might have done it.
I think, I think they probably have.
Can I do
it.
One and you'll just say it's bad because I've just trashed all of yours.
Go on.
Emma's thirsty, Emma Olin.
Oh,
Squalgan.
Or Emma Egg Olin.
Emma Egg Olin, very good. Yeah.
This does remind me, punning my surname reminds me of my poor dad who worked as a guard, and all us teenagers and my friends used to mock his name when he used to drive around where we grew up.
Jim Nolan, Nolan, Nolan.
Jim Nolan, 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 Nolan. Patrolling,
trolling. That's good.
All right, what's the overall result, guys?
Yeah, I think I've lost, but I'm pretty sure I'm liking the last one. Or I'm liking the Gemma Collins one. What do we think?
Oh, I think all of the listeners should get IMC Cinema Passes.
Yeah, like we're giving out 10 cinema passes.
Oh,
right,
wait, are you serious? I lost all of them.
You get nothing.
Wow.
Dermot Kennedy now in Giants.
I hate this.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Do you remember all those years ago, it was Taylor Swift who really helped to elevate Dermot Kennedy and get a lot of attention on him because she shared this playlist of artists that she was loving listening to at the moment and Dermot Kennedy featured.
I don't remember that.
I think Barack Obama did the exact same thing. He always used to every single year post like a tweet of all of the songs he's listening to.
Oh yeah, he does a summer playlist. Yeah. I don't think Dermot Kennedy was ever on it, was he?
I think he was on it, and I think some other Irish artists were on it as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, but it was very much the Taylor thing that was initially all the Irish people were like, oh my God, he's one of us. He's one of our guys. And it elevated him so quickly, so fast. I expect to see Dermot in the Aviva this summer to show a bit of support back to Taylor.
True that.
You'd like to see a bit of give and take.
He owes her one.
Yeah.
Although I think it might still be working in his favour if he's there with her.
Well, that's true. And she famously doesn't really need the support right now.
No, and she's got Paramore or something, hasn't she?
She's got
Paramore.
Sabrina Carpenter.
No, but I think Paramore is supporting her in Europe.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think so, yeah. I think that's the...
Damn it, why am I not going?
It only took like 2 years before Dave to go, oh, damn, I'd really like that.
I really to go to that Taylor Swift gig now to see Paramore.
Yeah. Okay, coming up, we'd love to send you off on your holidays. If you want to go to Corfu for a week, get in touch now with the word golden. 087 711 103 is the number. Just drop us a WhatsApp with the word golden.
Guess what?
What?
I was wrong. Barack Obama never listened to Dermot Kennedy.
I knew it.
Awkward.
It's the way that wake up day to day. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, it's 2 minutes after eight this Thursday, the 7th of March. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling here at Spin.
Good morning.
Morning.
I had a bit of an annoying day yesterday. Well, I was just a little bit annoyed at our boss. To be honest. I'm going to call him out now, to be honest, right? We had planned a meeting, and my brain, when we have a meeting planned, I need to be there for that meeting. That meeting has to happen. But I think it was supposed to happen last week as well, and he moved it to this week, and then this week, he has moved it to next week again. And I'm like, okay. But I didn't know he was going to move it last minute, right? So I decided to order McDonald's breakfast for myself to have in the meeting.
Right.
I was looking forward to it. So I ordered it at like 14 minutes to 11, right? They stop serving breakfast at 11 o'clock, right? Okay. And I was like, by the time it gets here, it'll be half 11, it'll be meeting time, and I'll be eating a McMuffin in the meeting. It'll make the meeting
more
really fun,
You'll be the envy of all.
Exactly. It'll be a great meeting. And then 5 minutes after I order the McDonald's, the boss comes up and he says, yeah, we're going to have to move that meeting until next week. And I was like, come on. So now I've done all my work, right? And now I'm just sitting in the office waiting for my McDonald's breakfast.
That you spent a fair whack on.
I did.
It's expensive now.
And the reason I spent a fair whack on is because I was getting it for myself, I was getting it for my friend Russell, and I was getting it for, well, I was getting it for someone else as well, but I went around asking people. Yeah. I was like, does anyone want any?
I don't remember you asking me.
You were in the bathroom, I think. I think I did ask you though.
Oh, you did actually.
Yeah, I did ask you. But anyway, I was sitting there and I was going, right, so I have to wait here for 45 minutes because there's no meeting. I just have to wait for McDonald's breakfast because you can't pick it up. Like, it's not like you can collect it.
No.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, may as well do a bit of work. So I did a bit
crazy
of work.
Crazy concept.
It was awful.
What work did you do?
I prepped some stuff for today. And then about 25 minutes in, I was like, I haven't even got the notification that it's left the restaurant or anything like that. And so I look at the thing and it's like, your McDonald's breakfast will be with you at 8:30. And I was like, that's funny, it's 11 o'clock. 8:30 tomorrow morning. Basically what I did was I ordered it too, like, late. So like 15 minutes is a cutoff point when you're ordering McDonald's breakfast. So this is just a public service announcement. Yeah. If you want to order McDonald's breakfast, don't do it at 14 minutes to 11 because they'll cut you off and they'll deliver.
It's coming this morning.
They'll deliver it the next morning. No, I cancelled it. I did cancel it.
No.
I'm sorry. I cancelled it. I didn't know.
Is future you really sad that you cancelled it?
Future me is disgusted.
Oh, that was such a bad move, man.
It was.
8:30 this morning would have been delicious.
It would have been nice.
You hung around doing work.
I know.
Ew.
I do feel like my job on the show is producer of the show, but I also do feel like I'm also a babysitter because at this time when Dave found out this information, he just rolled up to me in his chair and showed me his phone. He was like, Callum, what's going on? I had to explain to him about the cut-off time, and you should have seen the sadness in his eyes. It was like I told him that he was fired.
Worse, I would say.
Yeah. So I had to cancel the order. And no McDonald's breakfast for anyone.
Oh,
and,
that is sick.
And I had to go over to Russell, my friend, who I said I'd order McDonald's breakfast for. I'm like, yeah, my bad, it's not coming. And he was like, I haven't been eating for the past hour because I've been waiting for it. I was like, yeah, my bad, sorry.
Just a really quick one on the Nick meeting that we were meant to have yesterday. Yeah. Do you know what I did in preparation, knowing we'd be staying in later, and I wanted something edible to look forward to as well? I defrosted a scone the night before.
Oh,
and I brought in my scone, and I even brought in jam from home.
You see what we were looking forward to, Nick?
I was like,
see how much of a big deal it is for us. We have to do anything other than this show.
We prep our
Emma, Dave, and Ashling's.
Okay, I got that.
Golden tickets.
We're here trying to give a holiday. That's what we're at. It's 7 nights in Corfu, all but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Naturally, your flights and all that and accommodation are sorted as well.
Ooh.
And it's Kat on to give our game a go this morning. Any crack this morning, Kat?
Yeah, no crack at all. I'm just getting ready for work. I'm at work here, so...
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Very nice. Primary, secondary...
A primary school teacher.
Oh, very nice. What class do you have this year?
Yeah, I've got junior infants.
That's very nice.
What time is Taya Cullen?
Yeah. They don't do Taya Cullen and junior infants, surely, do you?
I'm pretty sure you do. Taya Cullen and junior infants, do you, Kat?
Oh, you do? Yeah, you do.
What time do you be wrecked?
Do you have a little lie down on the desk then? Just head down on the desk?
Oh, no. Usually when the kids go home, that's my time to collect myself and have my cup of coffee.
I see. I don't think you do. Like, are you telling me, Kat, that you have junior infants take a nap every single day?
Not every day now, just, you know, when they need it.
Wow.
I would strongly say that one of the comfiest positions to fall asleep is on a desk in school.
Yeah.
When you're so tired.
Oh, yeah.
And if you were ever in late study for your junior leaving cert or whatever, and if you got a little 40 winks on the desk, peak comfort.
Yeah.
Really.
Although it doesn't translate to being on a plane. Do you ever try to fall asleep on the table of a plane?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It does not work
at all.
The wrong
angle, isn't it?
Yeah, completely wrong angle.
The primary school tables will, like, grow with your height, won't they?
Yeah. That's it.
But I would love to fall asleep on a plane. That sounds ideal.
I know.
It does. Well, let's see if we can get you to fall asleep on a plane on the way to Corfu.
Woo!
This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
Amazing. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist is on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. If you want to swap it, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Kat?
Yeah,
Deadly.
I think
where are you from?
I'm actually from Bayside.
Kat,
where the
from
hell
Bayside.
Is Bayside?
Where is Bayside?
It's on the north side.
Is it in
Dublin?
Is it near Donabate?
No, it's closer to Sutton and Hoth.
Okay, that sounds like
somewhere in like California.
It sounds like somewhere
Bayside, baby.
I actually do know someone from Bayside now that you say it.
All right,
Kat from Bayside, the best of luck. 25 seconds are on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
It's like strawberries on a summer evening.
What do you think, Kat?
Watermelon Sugar High, Harry Styles.
Yes.
Got the clock.
Lovely stuff. Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles. All right, we burned about 9 seconds there. So we're down to 16 seconds. 4 songs to go. You do have the swap. But we need to be a little bit quicker next.
Yeah, a little bit quicker if you can, Kat. But let's go for song 2. Yeah. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You better run and hide, baby. I know where you were last night.
So I'm say again.
Alibi. Yeah. Okay, rudimental.
Yeah.
Stop
it.
Yes.
Sorry,
A1.
We just caught the end of mental, but we presume you said rudimental. And Ella Henderson. Yeah. Alibi. Okay, nice. We got that in 7 seconds. So we have 9 seconds left. 3 songs to go. You do have your swap as well.
That was really, really good. I wasn't expecting you to get that one, to be perfectly honest.
Take a breather.
Deep breath in. We got 3 songs to go, and you still have a swap remaining. So we're doing well, Kat. Let's go for song 3. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Is it something Bill?
Yeah. Like the movie?
Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Kill Bill?
Yeah. By who?
SZA. You said SZA there.
You said SZA. It was SZA.
But it was much after the timer, I'm afraid.
Oh,
I'm
Kat.
So sorry, Kat.
No.
You've been caught by the dog.
It goes by so quickly, doesn't it?
so fast.
Yeah, you'll never look at a clock the same way again. Those seconds.
I know you were sweating, Kat, but did you have fun?
I did have fun. That's after waking me up.
Thanks very much. That's
and
all
you
that
have
matters.
A day of fun ahead in the classroom as well with those.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Have a little fun age.
Have a little tea of colour for yourself, Kat. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for playing.
Thanks
have a great day.
Talk to you later.
Bye. And did everyone enjoy my joke, or did everyone not hear my joke, or did everyone just not enjoy my joke?
What joke?
I said the dog caught her.
I didn't get it.
What? Her name is Kat.
Didn't hear.
Do you know what? Boo-tish Kat too, because she didn't use the swap, and I don't like when the swap doesn't get used.
It's rare now that the swap isn't used.
Like, but that's there to help you.
I think she knew, but you see, she knew them. She knew Alibi. She knew Kill Bill. It just was taking her a while to get
Yeah.
It's not like she was, I haven't a clue what this
but
is.
But sometimes people burn time trying to prove a point.
I know.
That they know it, yeah. Well, register tomorrow. You could take this holiday off us.
Recharged.
Speaking of the US of A, I want to tell you about a bit of scandal happening at the moment in the US Air Force.
Oh, go on. Love a bit of Air Force scandal.
Yeah, we do famously on this show.
It's a constant Air Force scandal on this show.
So an employee of the US Air Force has been arrested and charged with illegally sending secret information to a woman on a foreign dating website.
Right.
Okay. This lad's name is David Slater. He works in strategic command in the Air Force, which I can only imagine it like pertains to some kind of classified information.
Strategic demand.
Strategic command.
Sorry, that's
and
amazing.
He's 63, so he's not a young lad.
Right, okay.
You should know better.
You would think. So he's accused of disregarding the security of his country and his oath to safeguard its secrets. Very dramatic American stuff here. But he's facing what could potentially be 30 years in prison.
Wow.
Oh God.
It's a serious charge he's up against.
That's
here.
Basically life.
In really easy words, he basically was telling this woman online things he shouldn't have been saying.
Essentially, yes. Okay. So the conversations occurred between February and April 2022, and they're relating to America's foreign policy about Russia, okay? So stuff they want to keep top secret. And
he's gossiping with some woman on the internet.
With some woman on the internet that he doesn't even know if she exists.
Oh, for God's sake. Can't be telling women anything. Like, what's he doing?
Could be Putin on the other end. So part of these transcripts have been released. So they've released the stuff that she sent him, but obviously not what he sent her because that's classified. But the messages she's sending him are very funny, and they're very, very like some of the scammers that might message Dave on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, our Dave gets a lot of messages from scammers. So she's calling this lad her secret informant love, my secret agent, beloved Dave. So like, it's very obvious that she is trying to get information
more
from him.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is
he gives it to her, doesn't he?
He does give it to her, but the lad is also called Dave.
Oh, God.
So we said we had to make something of this. And reading the transcripts back, it did remind me of our Dave, who famously enjoys talking to scammers and wasting their time. So if this lady on this foreign dating website had approached you, our Dave, there's no way you would have given back classified information, but you would have had a bit of a laugh at her.
No one tells me classified information ever, or anything, even any secret or surprise to the show, because I know I'll give it away. But not to a scammer.
No.
I would never give it away to a scammer.
Definitely not. You're wise to those scammers. Okay, so if you wouldn't mind doing the honours, Emma, and playing the lady on the dating site, and then Dave, you're going to respond with what you might have said to her if she messaged you with these things.
Okay. So this is legitimate. This is what we know she was writing to him.
This is exactly what she said.
But we don't know what he said back.
No.
Okay. Dear, what is shown on the screens in the special room? It is very interesting.
Oh, it's very interesting, my love. We are all currently in the White House bunker and everyone's screen is turned to the same thing. It's very tense. The atmosphere is eerie. We're watching the chase and the beast is just about to take the win, meaning the three contestants will walk away with nothing. Scary times. Scary, scary times.
Dave, it's great that you get information about bracket specified country one first. I hope you will tell me right away. You are my secret agent. With love.
I would tell you everything straight away. There is some secret news about specified country one. I don't know if I can tell you. It wouldn't be right, but I do trust you with my life, my love. The secret news is, the general public still think we're making an underground metro link from the airport to town. We just keep telling them it's coming. And then we push it back a few years. And the reason we give is genius. All we have to say is, the economy. And then people understand and it's great. Please don't tell anyone or I can no longer be your sexy secret agent.
Dave, I hope tomorrow NATO will prepare a very unpleasant surprise for Putin. Will you tell me?
Oh, what my dear, she like? We do have a very exciting surprise for Putin. Don't tell him, but the plan is that Emma's going to take him to mini golf in Dundrum, and then that's when he's finished that, she's going to take him to the Odeon on Harcourt Street. We've booked out the entire room. He'll think they're going for a few quiet ones, but little does he know we're all in there to yell surprise. He's going to flip. He hates surprises, lol.
You have a job at the operation centre today, I remember. I'm sure there is a lot of interesting news there.
Yes, lots of interesting news going on in the department today. You'll never believe this. Sharon brought in cakes for a bake sale for charity, but she didn't make any gluten-free muffins, so Caroline's going mad saying she's not buying anything. The whole thing is awful because it's kind of stealing Gemma's thunder, because Gemma just announced that her and Phil are expecting their second baby, so it's all going the department today.
Oh, lads, that is too good. That is too good. I am dying to know what was actually said, but we'll never know, will we?
She really went after the right Dave. She
did. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Dave's here doing warm-up exercises.
Look, I'm literally just trying to get, you know, ready.
He's doing stretches and all.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tunes. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself and Ash, we test our Dave on all things girly and feminine. And honestly, the list of questions that we have hidden away just get longer and longer and more interesting.
Oh, yesterday I sat down. I came up with about 10 questions in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just on a roll.
Yeah, when you get something into your mind, you're just...
Yeah, you're just like, oh, there's an area where we haven't really explored.
I sometimes, on a Wednesday evening before the girly quiz, would just look around my room and then be like, bingo, bingo, bingo,
boom, boom, boom.
That'll do. Producer Callum.
Dave, do you remember when we, for International Men's Day, we did the manly quiz?
I do, yeah.
And we sat in the office, I would say, for about 3 hours trying to come up with three questions. And we couldn't do it.
It was well, so funny. Tough.
So fair play to you.
What can we say?
Thank you.
Men are useless than women.
and I was worried about being sexist.
Listen, Dave needs to get all the questions right to win the week.
He does. Three questions. He does have two lifelines. One is a Simplify, a 50-50 option. The other is a phone a female. And we have Niamh standing by as your phone a female this morning, Dave.
Nice one. Thank you, Niamh.
Good to go. The Girly Quiz with Irish Life, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. And just for coming on to help Dave out, Niamh has bagged herself that pamper hamper. Little PSA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do say with the Girly Quiz that sometimes we get into like subjects that you mightn't have had these chats with if you have young ears in the car, so maybe keep the hand hovering over the volume dial if you so wish. Today could be one of those days.
Might be one of those days.
Well, there's a clue.
Right, we launch into it on the Girly Quiz this week, Dave. Question one. What designer brand makes a famous perfume called Number 5?
Number 5. Number 5. I want to say it's Chanel.
Is that not the name of a parrot? Chanel! Chanel!
Is it not
Mambo? She's an African grey.
Is it not a Mambo?
A Mambo. Number 5, you're trying to put me off, is Chanel.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Done it. Well done. Well
off
done.
To a good start.
Excellent stuff. All right, into question two. Are we ready?
All right.
Let's do it.
Question number two, Dave. The phrase sisters, not twins, is a comforting expression used by women to describe their what?
Comforting.
Feet, maybe. Because you know when some people's feet are like one bit is bigger than the other one? Sisters, not twins.
Mm-hmm. Sisters, not twins. Yeah, used quite a lot.
It could be boobs. It could be like the size of your boobs. Because like, aren't women's boobs like... I don't know why I'm looking at Callum when I ask this.
Because you can't look a woman in the eye and talk about boobs.
I can't look a woman in the eye, period. Like, straight up. I think it's about boobs, but it could be about so many things.
Staring at the floor.
It could be about feet. It could be about... I can't look just in the eye, sorry. It could be about boobs. It could be about feet. It could be about eyebrows. It could be about eyes.
We did just learn on the girly quiz before that boobs tend to be different sizes and shapes.
They do. But I don't think that's it.
You do have two lifelines, don't
you? Do you know what? I'm going to call in the troops. I'm going to call in Niamh, if
you're
that's
going
okay.
For Niamh.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I have
good
an
morning,
idea,
guys.
But I just need to.
Hello.
Niamh, what's the story? I have 30 seconds on the clock. What, when a girl is describing twins, not sisters, is she talking about?
Talking about her eyebrows, because they will never ever be the same, so they have to be sisters and not twins.
Okay, I see. I said eyebrows, but I was wondering, and Emma tried to get me to say boobs. Did you notice
that?
It's just funny when you say boobs.
Eyebrows. And is it just eyebrows? It's not like the eyeliner or anything like that as well,
is
it?
Just the eyebrows.
Just the eyebrows.
The eyebrows. You seem fairly sure, Niamh?
Niamh.
Fairly sure.
You're 100%. Well, that is absolutely spot on. I'm going to go with eyebrows.
You're absolutely
Let's
correct.
Go.
Very
Come
good.
On.
Well done, Niamh. You smashed it.
Thank you, Niamh.
I did kind of
no
panic
problem.
Just before, and I looked it up. Sisters, not twins, boobs. And I think some people have started to say that for boobs, but it is traditionally the phrase for
and
eyebrows.
It's mostly around, I think, our age group, because if you're a teenager listening in the car right now, and if the skinny eyebrows ever come into fashion, do not touch them.
Don't
they
go.
Won't grow back.
Right,
like mine,
okay.
Mine aren't even second cousins twice removed. They're actually not even related, to be honest with you. Okay, let's move. One lifeline remaining, and we've 2 out of 2 so far. Dave, well done so far. Question number 3. If a woman says she's mastered the flick, what is she referring to?
Don't you dare say that that's the real question.
We did tell you to be careful this week. If a woman says...
I'm the one that's supposed to be careful.
No, we did tell people listening to be careful this week.
Yeah.
If a woman says she's mastered the flick... He's gone. Okay.
What's your point?
I'm sweating.
She's mastered the flick.
Now, you know us on the girly quiz, we would never go to places that aren't completely appropriate.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Sometimes it takes a while to master the flick. Let's call a spade here.
I still haven't done it.
Oh, really?
I haven't mastered it either.
Yeah, to master it's really euphoric.
I'm so sweaty. I don't think I would say, you know when someone plays tennis against a wall?
Oh, yeah.
You know that kind of a vibe?
On your own.
Yeah. I don't think it's that, because I think we'd lose our jobs.
Hey, it's all part of the womanly experience.
It's International Women's Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're celebrating. All
day. You're celebrating by doing what? Mastering the flick?
Sure.
All right, mastering the flick. Oh, the flick! Sorry, I know exactly what the flick is. And I've just thought about it. Well, it was when I said it that last time, and I said it before. I said it not 2 minutes ago. The eyeliner. The flick is the line that goes from the corner of your eye up. That is mastering the flick.
As in if you nail it.
Yeah.
If you nail the flick. Sorry, there's so much innuendo right now. You're absolutely correct.
I swear on my life, that just came to me.
I've never seen you so excited in your life.
No, I'm buzzing
the
about that.
The relief just poured off
you. Mastering the flick was one of the best things I've ever said on the show, and I really enjoy that I got to do it.
And nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely, as I said, highly appropriate.
Highly appropriate. Well, I'm confused. What you mean is highly appropriate?
And I'm
now.
Sticking with
Completely
it.
Completely appropriate.
I'm sticking with it. I am bad at mastering the flick.
Liquid eyeliner.
It's a girly quiz with Irish Lifehelp. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
No, on a serious note, though, I also can't do the flick in the eyes. It's an absolute disaster.
That's what I was talking about the whole time.
Sorry, it's just my mind, is it?
Of course.
Good morning. Did you ever think about, like, looking at a TV show or a movie or something like that, or a music video, and saw a house in it, and you were like, that's what I want? Like, I've always wanted the Drake and Josh house. I don't know if you've ever seen the Drake and Josh house.
I can't remember the Drake and Josh house now.
The Drake and Josh house was a bit standard, wasn't it?
I just thought
it was a cool bedroom.
It was the really cool bedroom. Like, it was just a nice house. But even from the look of it outside, I just thought it looked really nice.
I wanted the That's a Raven house.
Why?
Because she had a cool bedroom, like an attic thing.
But she was also on, she was in San Francisco, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was on like kind of like the monorail racks.
Yeah. Honestly, these days, whenever I rewatch Friends, I'm like, an apartment would do.
Yeah, especially in New York City.
It's bloody Friends apartment here. Is huge for New York.
Yeah,
it's cool,
Ross's
though.
Apartment now, I would take and I'd do that up. Or Monica's apartment, fine, but I hate her decor and everything.
Yeah, I get what
I'd
you mean.
Painting it, I'd be ripping at all the furniture, I'd redo the kitchen.
I'd have to leave the door though.
I'd leave the door,
yeah.
But inside would be well done up. I like the window there. I like the balcony. I like where the bathroom is. I'm vibing to it. I hate the blue.
That's funny.
I always used to think, as Monica, who's such a clean freak, her apartment is really messy looking with its furniture and painting.
Lots going on. Like,
yeah, too much.
Interesting. You should be on Home of the Year as a judge.
Yeah.
But the reason I asked this is because, did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Okay. So a woman in the US has bought the Breaking Bad house.
No way.
Walter White's house, right? And she's a bit unhinged, the woman who bought it, right?
Okay.
Because
she's like a super fan.
I don't know. I think she just bought the house just because.
Right.
She liked it. She now sits outside her house most days and people will come along and take pictures of it and she screams at them. She's like, get away! This is my house. Stop taking photos of it. And they're like, but this is a really famous house from like my favorite show. And she's like, I don't care. Get out of here. Doesn't let anyone take pictures of them.
That's funny.
Video is insane. She's on the phone to the police and everything.
These people
are taking photos of my house. And I'm like, you have one of the most famous houses in the world.
Yeah, like you'd think somebody would have warned her when she was buying it.
She's put gates all around the thing. It's so bizarre.
What the hell?
Oh, it's mental.
That is my producer, Callum.
Do you know what? And I think there's a backstory to this, because I remember seeing this. There's a very famous scene in Breaking Bad where Walt... Bryan Cranston is really, really angry. He walks out, and I think it was actually improvised. It wasn't meant to happen. He has a massive pizza in a box, and he just is so angry, he flings the box.
Yeah.
But the pizza flies out of the box and lands perfectly on the roof.
Yeah.
And I think people have been throwing pizzas on her house.
No.
Hence why she's really angry.
I get that now.
Suddenly I'm on her side.
That makes a lot more sense.
Recharged.
We've been telling you all morning we are about to cross live LA. Our showbiz Shannon is in LA getting a flavour of the feel ahead of the Oscars on Sunday.
Yeah, we're not jealous at all.
No, not in the slightest. Another
we're
year
fine.
Where we haven't been invited to the Oscars, but that's absolutely fine. Don't
that
worry about it.
28 for me. Anyway.
But yeah, obviously a huge Irish contingent. What's the mood like? It's Shannon's first ever Oscars, so naturally I can presume she's very excited.
Yes.
She's only off a plane in the last little while. What's going on, Shannon? How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, good evening.
How are you keeping?
I am doing good. Literally have not slept in 24 hours.
Oh, no. Did you not get any sleep on the plane?
I did not get any sleep on the plane. I am one of those people who cannot sleep plane, no matter how tired I am.
Do you know what, Shannon? Would have been easier if you booked first class.
Yeah, would you not have thought
of
that?
I mean, that would have been fab considering Cillian Murphy was actually on our plane and he was in first class. Yeah, so that would be great.
You need to tell us all about that.
Did they at least give you business class? No.
No, for God's sake.
Now, Shannon, to be honest, it doesn't matter what class I'd be in. If I knew Cillian Murphy was on my plane, I probably wouldn't be sleeping either. Just in case there was a glimpse of him at some point.
How did you find out he was on the plane?
So we have our little sources, you know. No, actually, it was a girl at the desk. She told us Cillian is going to be on the plane. And we were like, what? This is amazing. We're going on this plane too. So it's actually perfect timing. And we actually broke the news on social media before the actual press release did. So we were like, dang, it was brilliant.
When I saw the videos going around, I was like, no way did Shannon get that. And then I saw that it was you guys. Fair play.
How funny is it, though, that you're one at the Aer Lingus desk was like, oh, by the way, guess who's on your plane? Like, is there any like privacy anymore?
Do you know what? It's so typical of it's such an Irish thing as well. It's Aer Lingus. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Guess who's on your plane? You'll never guess.
So you're probably ready for a good night's kip tonight. And what's the plan then between now and Oscars time?
So basically tomorrow morning I have to go get the Oscar accreditation and get like a run through of like where I have to go and where I have to be, which is very, very exciting because obviously I've never been to the Oscars before, so this is going to like blow my mind in so many ways.
She's never been.
Oh, you're going to have a blast, Shannon.
Oh, you're going to love it, Shannon.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Oh, it's amazing.
But also another thing that you probably didn't see as well while we're at it is the Oscars goodie bag.
Oh, tell me you've got one of them.
So we're going to be able to get like a look at an Oscars goodie bag and what is entails inside it, how much it's going to cost, and just all of the gossip about the Oscars goodie bag, basically. That's all tomorrow.
Okay, exciting stuff. I actually love that, to be honest, because I want to know how much it's worth. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I want to do your prediction as to what's in it.
I'd say it's like worth like 15 grand.
I wonder if they'll have Stanley Cups this year. They're a big hit.
That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
And Shannon, tell us, make us jealous now. You're just off the flight. How hot is it?
Can I actually just say it was raining when I got off the plane?
Oh,
raining, monsoon, puddles all over the place.
Not raining in Ireland.
I was like, what's going on?
The big stuff, and I wonder if you got in there nice and early on this, considering he was on your plane, is there's a story doing the rounds that a singular strand of Cillian Murphy's hair is going to sell at auction for around $7,000. So that's kind of our personal challenge to you, Shannon. You might need to try and get back onto that plane and get a bit of a DNA sample.
Yeah, go look.
Yeah, find out what seat he was at.
Into the first class cabin, yeah.
See if any got stuck in the bit of Velcro.
How are you meant to, like, prove that that's his hair?
Yeah, it's a funny story.
But Shannon, you're very good at like TikToks and Instagram and stuff like that. So what you need to do is secretly film yourself cutting off a bit of his hair, maybe pulling it out. Maybe Barry Keoghan's hair. I'd say that
Barry
would go for a lot of money.
Paul's there as well. We'll take his.
Yeah, would they be there, Shannon?
They are going to be there. I will try my best to get chunks of everyone's hair for you.
But like, I think if I was an
A-list...
Don't
you worry.
That's our mission for you.
If I was an A-lister, right, and someone came up to me and was like, by the way, I get $7,000 if I have a piece of your hair. I'd be like, oh my God, here's three.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'd be plucking it out. So just say it to them, see what they think, and yeah, get back to us on that.
Just go up to them, real Irish mammy, being like, think you've got an ingrown hair in your neck there.
Yeah.
And give a little squeeze for you.
That's going to cause you bother.
Yeah.
You go up and ruffle the hair, go, oh, you're doing so well.
They'd love that. Actually, we hear that they'd love that, Shannon. That's what
very
you need
true.
To do.
Yeah. Very true.
Well, listen, enjoy.
I actually predict prison in my future with you guys on my case.
Get a good night's sleep. Get up and enjoy tomorrow, and we'll keep an eye on your progress on all you're getting up to ahead of the Oscars. We'll be chatting to you again, but at Official Spin 103 on Instagram, and keep an eye on us on TikTok as well. Shannon, so good to talk to you. Have a ball.
Best of luck, Shannon.
Go to bed.
Thanks, Emil.
Good night. Bye.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Tomorrow's International Women's Day.
Woohoo!
Thank God.
Why?
I've been waiting for this for a whole 365 days.
Tomorrow is International Women's Day, and by kind of not necessarily unplanned, but whatever it works, I'm going to have a really powerful International Women's Day tomorrow.
Nice.
Powerful okay. one.
Yeah, it is going to be powerful, Dave.
Explain.
Well, we're going to start off in the show and we'll be marking the occasion, of course, so you won't get a word in tomorrow. But
so no different then.
Joking. And then after that, I'm hosting a panel discussion with the FAI. With
Are you?
Players.
Very cool.
Yeah, so a former League of Ireland player, Vanessa Ogbonnell, will be there. Also Jamie Finn, Women's National Team International player, and loads of others as well. So that's happening in the Aviva afterwards. Big celebration. I think I feel very strong after that, okay?
Empowered, for sure.
Then the day continues. We're only up to about 3 o'clock. Doesn't get more International Women's Day than going for your smear, ladies.
Oh my God.
It doesn't.
Did you plan that?
I did not.
She's like, yes, I'll do my smear, but I will only do it when I feel at
on
my most powerful.
March.
No, by complete coincidence, my smear is booked in for tomorrow afternoon. And honestly, that only brings me to about 5:30. A lot more International Women's Day themed events needs to continue into the late evening, I believe. And I would like your suggestions. We're already talking the FAI, the Women's International Team, the Women's National Team, should I say.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a smear, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you up that?
I think you need to wear two bras.
Okay.
International Women's Day, you need to just accentuate your womanliness.
Okay.
Two bras.
God, they'll be up to me chin.
Yeah, they will, yeah. Yeah, and a dress.
A dress.
You have to wear something that only women can wear. Well, anybody can wear a dress, but you know what I mean.
More traditionally.
Yeah.
As in, what kind of a dress?
Any dress. Just
a little LVD. Imagine if I came in all dolled up coming into work, you'd all die.
You always look lovely coming into work.
If you're talking about wearing a dress, though, that's a different story, isn't it?
You need to have a big night out with the girls as well.
Okay, cool.
On a Friday, that's not a bad shout. Yeah, I was thinking about the most girly thing you could do. And the most girly thing I can think of is baking your eyebrows. I come home because I live with three girls.
Sorry, what's that mean?
Is that not a thing?
Tinting, maybe?
Yeah, whenever you walk in, there's like giant caterpillars on their eyebrows. I think that's the most stereotypical girl thing. Also, you need to go shopping.
Oh yeah, yeah. Stereotyping.
For
yeah,
some
yeah.
reason, when Dave says it, I get annoyed. When I say it, it's fine.
Dave's telling me to go shopping there again tomorrow.
Go shopping.
Yeah.
Wear makeup.
Jazzy.
Watch Barbie.
Jazzy and Shooting Star on Spin with Emma, Dave and
I've really come around to that tune. I really like it now.
It's class,
I
yeah.
I think it's so, so good.
Big fan.
Not as big a fan as I am of the song at the heart of One Foot in the Rave this week.
That's fair.
I'm just dying for it to get played more than 1 second in length. This is a game where you can get you guess what rave song we are playing based on the tiny, tiny snippet we give you. We kicked it off on Monday. We were offering you 10 IMC cinema passes in exchange for identifying this
That's all you got on Monday.
That's all you got. Nobody got it on Monday. Not even close. Tuesday, we rolled it on. Wednesday, now we're on Thursday. There are 4 IMC Cinema passes to be won today. It's a must be won. And the clip is now a full second long. Aren't we very good, Tiaz?
We are very good. And we can't go any longer than this. It's got to be won today. So, what is this song? Rave in a WhatsApp. 087-711-103 to get on air and guess.
Oh, you could, like, it's so obvious now. Like, yeah. I think you know the artist.
We're handing you 4 IMC cinema passes at this stage.
We really are.
But it's amazing how it goes from this to this. Like, so much more clarity in 0.5
I feel like I've just listened to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when you come on the journey with us. I think if we started off with the 1 second, it mightn't have been as easy, but it's
very true.
It's the journey of the week. So this is a must be won. We are not playing this again tomorrow, so we're going to keep calling people until somebody gets it correct today. We may even have to extend the clip, but we don't want to do that.
No.
Just tell us, send us over the word rave. You know what this song is. Of course you do. 087-711-1038. One more time. One more time. Okay, last time.
The word rave in a WhatsApp is all we need. We don't need your actual guess. 087-711-1038. Something entirely unprecedented could be about to happen. We could be on air from right this second until bloody Steve K's show later on, because we are... I'm going to say...
I never agreed to that.
Hips deep in a game of One Foot in the Rave.
Hips deep.
And we have to find a winner right now, okay? We're not moving on until we find a winner of this game. We've played you tiny snippets of a particular dance song all week. We've been extending the clips all week as it hasn't been won. And today we're playing you a full second of the clip and we need it to be guessed correctly today.
Okay. 4 IMC Cinema passes to go on this. Here's the clip again. And up first to give this a lash is Lorraine. Hello, Lorraine.
Oh, hi. How are you? How's it going?
Good. Come here, Lorraine. Here is the clip we're trying to figure out, okay? What song do you think that is?
It's Bonkers. Now that some people think I'm...
Bonkers. Bonkers.
Oh, Dizzy Rascal. Yeah.
Dizzy Rascal.
But yeah. I'm just living my life, ain't nothing crazy about me.
You are a bit bonkers, Lorraine, because you're wrong.
Oh.
Oh no.
Okay.
Well, so
good guess though, Lorraine, and thank you for bringing that back into my mind.
I was just about to say, thanks for putting Dizzy back in my head. I'll be singing that all day. Cheers, gal.
See you, Lorraine.
No bother. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cheyenne is there as well. Morning, Cheyenne.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. How's all with you this morning?
All good, just on the way to work.
Okay, brilliant. Listen, have a listen to this clip. What do you think that song is, Cheyenne?
Pitbull, Don't Stop the Party.
Pitbull, Don't Stop the Party. Oh my God, Cheyenne, no!
Cheyenne, I feel like getting sick.
We can't tell you why we feel like getting sick, but unfortunately it is wrong, Cheyenne. But a great... Great guess.
Sugar.
All is going to be revealed very soon and you are going to kick yourself. I'm sorry, Cheyenne. It's not cold.
Thank you.
Cheers.
See you, Cheyenne.
Bye-bye. Disappointing.
I'm telling you, we're going to be here till 3 o'clock. We're going to be here till Steve K comes on.
I've got my hair cut.
Been through two now and we haven't found a winner. It's a must be won. We're going to keep calling until we find the winner of this song today.
Come on, let's hope Courtney has it. Morning, Courtney.
Morning.
Courtney, this is your moment. This is the clip, Courtney. What is that song?
It's Pitbull, Hotel Room Service.
Okay, let's just listen to that again.
We've just had a wrong Pitbull answer. Are you correct?
Yes!
Well, here goes some egg whites.
Now meet me at the hotel. I don't know the lyrics, but it's so good. Courtney, congratulations. You've just won 4 IMC cinema passes.
Hey, nice one,
thank
Courtney.
You.
Did you know it yesterday or was it just today?
I literally just got in the car to go to work this morning and I just heard it and I just texted in. I didn't hear it yesterday.
Very, very good.
Done.
It was meant to be, Courtney. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye, Courtney.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Can you believe we got that on day one, Emma? Me and you. We're just,
I know.
Is that good?
Your guys are so, so good. One Foot in the Rave, not coming back next week.
Aw, boo.
But a new version of One Foot in the Rave that may or may not include a traditional Irish musical instrument.
Oh, wow.
Paddy's Week, you know. Very exciting.
Find out on that on Monday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
About half an hour ago, we were chatting to our girl Showbiz Shannon. She had just landed in LA for the Oscars. And speaking of severe jet lag, which is what she'll probably be suffering with the next while, Calvin Harris has a very unusual way of dealing with jet lag. Mm. And it involves, as this article says, guzzling boxes of raw eggs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he was talking to a radio station over in the UK, and he said that he was on a British Airways flight, and the air hostess stopped him and said they had never seen anybody crack eggs and pour them into their mouth before. That's disgusting. Was kind of like surprised by this. I was like, that's absolutely insane. He was like, that's what I do. I was sitting there cracking six eggs and just like swallowing them whole into
my
mouth.
Why is Calvin Harris, first of all, eating raw eggs, and two, why is he flying British Airways?
He says that he was probably in first class, no doubt, but he says that it helps him get rid of jet lag.
But that doesn't make any sense. Jet lag has nothing to do with food, surely.
I mean, I don't know, maybe it's something to do with protein or whatever, but apparently Calvin has a very strange diet and he eats like bone marrow and liver.
Really?
And he drinks raw sheep's milk from his flock of sheep.
You can milk a sheep?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Sheep's milk, good. I just don't think it would be
nice. I guess
it's
nice. Just for the lambs, though. Well, yeah. I suppose so.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the cows.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, anyway, raw eggs, not a jet lag solution
I've ever
tried. But you know
the way sometimes on planes they don't serve like nuts for fear someone on the flight would have an allergy?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're allergic to eggs.
That's true,
dodgy,
actually. Yeah,
he did say
true.
As well that he always brings like a pack of eggs through his hand luggage, and he doesn't know how they don't get stopped because they're liquid.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have to put them in the plastic bag?
Individual. So weird. You can only bring three eggs because only three will fit and close it with the seal.
Now, I also have it in my head that you can't have more than two eggs at once.
No, I'd have three eggs.
A third would be a lot.
You'd have three eggs.
But the answer to me is, and I just thought about this, why is it weirder to go through airport security with three raw eggs or six raw eggs than six hard-boiled eggs? Do you know what I mean? Like, it'd be actually quite a lot weirder if you were to go through raw eggs as opposed to hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah,
isn't that they look the exact same?
For sure.
Question to you, Dave. Yesterday, you put up your lunch on your Instagram story and it got a lot of hate.
I got slated for my lunch, by the way. It was the best lunch ever. It was four sausages, three fried eggs and three fish fingers.
I think it was the fish fingers that were a little bit rogue. You were doing a bit of a Calvin Harris on that.
Most people thought they were halloumi sticks, and I was like, oh yeah, damn it, I should have pretended they were.
My only reply to this was toast, ?
Yeah, I didn't have any bread. And I literally just cooked everything that was in the fridge. I thought it was the best looking lunch ever. I got so much hate in my DMs from random people being like, what are you doing? You're eating like a 10-year-old. I know, shut up.
It's my whole character.
That's what I'm all about. It's not a fake character that I come across in this show. I actually genuinely eat like a 10-year-old.
Was it fish finger hate or just general hate?
Mainly hate for the fish fingers. Also, someone was like, them eggs look rotten. And then someone just responded to my story not 10 minutes ago, just went, Jesus Christ.
Jesus,
and
I was like, effing Christ.
What's right? It's just lunch.
And you're like, is that a positive thing?
Yeah.
I think I'm about to be jet lagged later. I'm having three eggs.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.